Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Bob Thibodeau with the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast, and you are listening to Life Transformation Radio with my good friend Sean Douglas. Be sure to subscribe to his podcast so you will not miss any of the upcoming episodes, and be blessed in all that you do.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 66 countries, such as the United States, Sweden, Norway, Ireland, the UK, all across Europe, even in China, and Australia and New Zealand. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also join our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community. I ask that you subscribe, rate, and review the show so that you do not miss an upcoming episode. You can review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, or wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. On the show, I have amazing people who are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, who are impacting the world around them, and my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you could call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show, Patrice Lynn. How's it going, Patrice?
It's going great, Sean. Thank you for having me.
I'm super pumped to have you on the show because you are all into the neuroscience and mental imagery, and I am just blown away and fascinated by this area that a lot of people are not talking about.
Great. I love it. I love it. It's funny because I guess we see what it is that we're into. So in my world, it seems like a lot of people are talking about it. So I think it's great that you're saying not a lot of people are. That was really why I wrote the book, because I felt like there was such a need to educate people mm-hmm. about the science behind how you can step into a supernatural realm and achieve the things that you want in life. But it's science. It isn't all just woo-woo like some people think it is.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. So the episode, the title of this episode today is Become the MVP of Your Own Rise to Success with Patrice Lynn. For over 25 years, Patrice has helped thousands of people to grow personally and professionally as a speaker, learning specialist, and results coach. She has seen the model for success evolve as advances in science and spirituality have shifted our paradigms. Her book, Rise to Success, is a response to a rallying cry from people just like you, curious about how to utilize neuroscience, mental imagery, and laws of physics to create freedom and success on your own terms. To learn more about her, you can go to patricelynn.com, L-Y-N-N as her last name, patricelynn.com. Her Facebook and her LinkedIn are right there, so be sure to connect with her and go and buy her book, Rise to Success. So, Patrice, the first question that I have to ask you is, why the neuroscience? Why is it that you chose this industry? And moreover, why do you do what you do?
My big why is to educate and inspire others to lead a life that will set them free. I feel like there's a lot of people in this world that are not free, and I want them to be, because that was my journey. That was my path to figure out how to get free of the things, the restraining forces that were holding me back from living the life that I wanted to live. So that's what drives me, is I just know there's so much more for people than what they're aware of. And so I want them to be aware. I want to educate them. I want to inspire them to use some of the techniques and tools and processes that I've created, that I've tapped into, so that they can become free in their own life. Because I think freedom is ultimately what most everyone wants, is to be free.
Oh, absolutely. Free in their own way, right? Free of,
yes,
you know, debt,
yes,
or bad stuff or whatever. So how does neuroscience,
yes,
and imagery, how does all that play into that and get them the freedom?
Well, it started for me quite a while ago when I was doing some speaking tours around the country, and I was doing that old school, like, stand up and use the PowerPoint and just lecture to people all day. It was like these all-day workshops with like Career Track, Fred Pryor, that kind of thing. And I was standing there watching people just like fall asleep in the afternoon, and it started this question in my mind. I was like, there's got to be a better way than this. I mean, this is like what school was like, and most people were bored out of their minds in school. Now here we are as adults doing the same thing. And often when you get that burning question, it does lead you to a very interesting place. And I ended up meeting these women that were masters in the brain and whole brain learning and accelerated learning and understanding how do people learn, how is the mind wired, and how can you design training so that it taps into our brain potential. It was just one of the greatest moments of my life. I tell people it was like learning to play the piano from Mozart, to be mentored by these accelerated learning whole brain experts. That's really where my journey into the brain started. And then later in my career, I decided to specialize in ADHD. I found out that I had ADHD, and I decided to just dive into that really deep. And that's where I got a lot more education about the brain and how it works. And I got to meet Dr. Daniel Amen, who's so popular now on PBS shows and with all his own marketing about the brain and the health of the brain. And he let me use his brain scans, and I was teaching a course nationally on ADHD. And so it just step by step by step, I started to get into the brain more and realize that your brain can hold you back. It can keep you trapped. Or if you know how to work with your brain, it can really set you free. And it just seemed like it was an area that I always was drawn to learn more about the brain and how it impacts our personality, our life, our results. It just is absolutely fascinating to me. And one of the things I learned when I worked with these women was how to make things very simple and easy for people to understand. And as I read and listened to a lot of teachers, I found that a lot of them made it very complicated. They got way too into the science and the details of it. And I thought, I know that I can use my talent that I have about designing training and being a brain training expert and make it simple and easy for people to understand, use pictures. So I have all these drawings in my book that I drew myself. Like, I just drew them on pieces of paper, and I took my cell phone and took a picture of it and then uploaded it and got it white so it would match the paper and put it into my book. And I just knew that that would help people to see the little drawings of what is a neuron and how do neurons connect with other neurons. And one of my favorite pictures that I drew, I actually put it on my Facebook page recently, and it shows how neurons connect together. And it's not unlike people. Like, imagine people standing in a circle together, linking arms. That's what your neurons do. And so you've heard the saying that we become like the people that we spend the most time with. And right. And so when you bond with a certain tribe or a group of people and you spend time with them, you become more like each other. Well, it's the same thing in your brain. And these neurons have these little dendrites, these arms that reach out and connect with other neurons. So when you think something over and over and over, it creates a strong neural connection and something called a neural net, where there's like a network of those neurons all hooked up. And so that's where it's like a tribe of people or a family or a group of friends that spend a lot of time together. And I just think those things help it make it easier for people to understand how this works inside our brain.
Wow. like I don't even know. But you said it so perfectly, I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me.
My TEDx talk was about hacking your brain for success. And one of the things that I talked about was the London cab driver research study, where they took MRIs of the London cab driver's brains. And what they found was that those who have habits and those that do not have very different brains. And what was startling was that specifically the ones that have habits and learned, you know, memory and everything else, and they had strategic ways of doing things, actually grew their brain and changed their brain's nervous structure, specifically the hippocampus, which is responsible for spatial navigation, memory, and some other things. And the ones that failed and the ones that were not growing and the ones that just kind of like whatever, zero change. The brains did not change. But the ones that were super successful changed their brain's nervous structure by implementing daily habits and memory games or whatever you call it, you know what I mean, strategies and systems or whatever. And it just shows that we still have no idea the full capacity of what our brain can do.
Exactly. And that's why, along with my book, I created the Rise to Success Journal. And what I thought would really work for people is to get it down to, like, say, a 15-minute process, because we all live in this super fast-paced, busy world. And like they say, we only have, what, a few seconds to capture people's attention in a video or an ad or something. And so to really ask people, some people that are in the space I'm in, they're asking people to do 45 minutes or an hour or an hour 15. And some of those programs are great, but I just know the average person is not willing to invest that much time. So I created the Rise to Success Journal, where it takes like really 12 to 15 minutes to do it. And it's a way of programming your brain. And so the RISE is an acronym for repetition, images, sound, and emotion. And the way that my journal is set up is that you first write down your goals. Now, there's tons of research about goals. If you write them down, you're 80% more likely to achieve them. I have it set up where you write your goals down every day, but just three. And I like to get people into like quarterly goal planning, which is kind of a business model. And so I come up with my three goals and help people come up with the three key goals that they want to accomplish each quarter. And then every day they write down those three goals. Then you go to the images and you write out a little movie script of just something. Like yesterday I was doing a sizzle reel for my business. And yesterday when I was doing my images, I imagined the sizzle reel coming out so fantastic and just flowing together and being really happy when it got done. And the more sensually rich you can make it and the more you can feel what it's going to feel like when something happens, the better, because that's how you really pull it from the future into the now. And so you write this little movie script like you're creating a movie. And you talked about this in your TED Talk, the feeling. It's the feeling is what it's like the thought, the feeling, but all the sensually rich ways of using our senses when we visualize. And then it's just 2 minutes. So you take 2 minutes and you focus on that as if it's happening now. Then you move into the sound, which is declarations, affirmations. A lot of people have heard of that. I like to call them declarations because you're declaring out loud what you want. And the sound vibration of those words and what you want, I mean, you can literally convince yourself of something by saying it over and over and over.
Yep.
Like my very first thing I say is, something good is going to happen to me today. And that's just like such a positive thing to say, just to anticipate something good happening. And just different ones, I have them in my journal or just a page. I often say the ones that are in my journal myself. And then the last thing is emotion. And we know emotions, wow, today in the world we live in, it's so intense. People are experiencing so many negative emotions. Suicide is rampant. Mental illness, I mean, it's just out of control. And so what I do in that area is ask people to write down three things they're grateful for or thankful for. And research has shown that if you're focusing on what you're grateful for, it's hard to be anxious and worried and fearful when you're focusing on what you're grateful for. So you just write down those three things. And it's just a great little rise to success process that you can do every day. And I find when I do it, it pushes fear and anxiety out of my life. I'm very focused. I'm very clear. I'm feeling the things I want. I'm just doing this ritual, like you're saying, like these cab drivers did. I mean, Tony Robbins, he made it famous, the word ritual, and which is like a habit. But the idea that your life is a reflection of the rituals and the habits that you do every day.
Yeah, I teach gratitude as part of my resilience, either speaking or boot camp, a course. Part of that talks about the science behind gratitude, where it's literally shown to reduce your anxiety, your stress, and depression if you count three blessings.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes, absolutely. Oprah has done it forever, and she's espoused it. Yeah, it really is. It really is. And by the way, I do have the journals for sale, but also on my website, patricelynn.com, I have a bunch of free gifts. And if people want to print out that journal page that I just described, they can go to my website and they can download that for free, and they can just print it out and put it in a notebook and start using it for them.
Very cool.
So I
want to touch on this. I want to touch on this real quick because I think it's super relevant. What I teach specifically is like a 66-day gratitude challenge. It's what I give them at the end of my gratitude talk or the gratitude module. Because from what I've read, and everybody says it's 14, it's 7, it's 12, it's 21, it's 48, whatever. But everything that I know comes back to after 66 days or doing something for 66 times, it becomes a ritual and a habit. And Tony Robbins mentions that doing something repetitiously over and over again, it starts to become a habit. And so science, you know, the 7 days, this happens, 14, 21, 48, you know, whatever. I think it's where everybody gets that. But it literally says the 67th time that you do something, it becomes your lifeblood. It becomes a part of you. It becomes, you know, something that you never forget. You always do, you know, whatever. So what I tell them is count, you know, three blessings every day for 66 days. And what you'll find is you have 198 different things that you're thankful for. And if you do this enough times, you literally start to reframe your mindset into a positive mindset where you start to hunt the good stuff in every single situation.
And there's so many ways to actually, so many types of gratitude. That's one of the things I put in my book. I give people all these ideas because if you haven't practiced it, sometimes it's challenging for people to think of, but you can be grateful for people. You can be grateful for things that are going to happen in the future. You can be grateful for emotions. You can be grateful for things in nature, just memories that you have. I mean, it's just endless, really, the things you can be grateful for. But I help people think of these different things so that it's not like the same thing all the time that you're writing down, that there's a lot of variety in the things that you can be grateful for.
Oh, wow. Awesome. So I got to ask you, what is your transformational moment that has changed your life that puts you on the path to what you're doing today?
Well, there have been a couple, but I would say the biggest thing is really learning a healing methodology. It's an energy healing methodology. Actually, it's a quantum mechanical healing method that I learned from Dr. Alex Lloyd, who wrote The Healing Codes. And I did it every day for a year. And at the end of that time, I accessed a memory of something that happened in my childhood that I never knew happened. And it was very traumatic, and it really impacted me a lot. And when I went through that experience, it taught me the power of these energetic and quantum physics types of modalities that, again, many people are not familiar with, and there's so much disease. And he really teaches that physiological stress is at the root of all these diseases. So you have these cellular memories, these unhealthy beliefs, these negative memory pictures. And these things all add up and they get stored in your body. And I talk about it in my book, but I want to actually write another book about it because it did transform my life tremendously. And it taught me about the power of these things that, again, many people just don't know about. It's almost like there's a great analogy he used, which is noise-canceling headphones. I don't know, Sean, if you've ever worn any, but when you put them on, like it blocks out sound. Have you ever used them?
No. Noise canceling.
Okay. Headphones. Yeah. Like Bose makes them and a bunch of other people. And I tried them on one time, and people use them a lot on planes because on a plane there's a lot of noise. And if you put these on, it literally eliminates all the noise. And I always thought they were just like super insulated, but it's really a lot more than that, because what happens is it records the sound outside in the outside environment. And then it takes that sound and all sound is like a wave. Okay. So imagine peaks and valleys, it goes up and down. Well, what it does is it creates an opposite sound wave of the one that is out there. And that cancels it out and it makes it neutral. And that's why you don't hear any sound. Well, that's exactly how this energy healing works, is that you can literally cancel out the negative memory pictures, the destructive cellular memories, these things, the stress of these things that happened in the past. And I just believe that stress affects people in so many ways that they don't even really realize. So that was really a big thing. And then another thing happened. Yeah. So that was really huge. And that really got me on the path of understanding the power of these things and understanding our brain and how it works and quantum physics and the quantum field. And wow, because it's really like we think that we can't go back and change the past, but in reality, we can. We can go back and change the impact that the past has had on us. And talk about being set free. I mean, that's really a big part of what that's about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love learning about that. I had no idea. You know, I've heard of the headsets that actually play music so that it cancels it out. You know, I've heard of that, where it just plays music and it cancels out the outside noise. So all you hear is whatever's playing in there, you know. But I actually didn't know how they work. So that was very cool. I'm always interested in how things work and why. So very cool.
Yes, exactly.
So how does
it's really cool.
So how do you take your why, and how have you used your transformational moments to then elevate the world around you?
Well, for me, it's about education, because I'm an educator, I'm a teacher. I just want as many opportunities as I can to get out there and speak in front of groups of people, to teach in group coaching environments, to do webinars and things like that, and just really educate people because I do believe I have a gift of being able to take things and explain them in simple terms that the average person can understand. And not everybody has that ability. So that's just one of my gifts, and I want to be able to use it in that way.
Love it. Very, very, very cool. So where can we get the book?
We can get the book on Amazon, Rise mm-hmm. to Success, or my name, Patrice Lynn. And then I have products on my website. I have an audio course that you can learn how to use the journal, the Rise to Success journal. And that is on my website, as well as the actual physical journal. If you want to buy one that's already made up, that's a spiral bound journal, you can do that. And then, like I said, I have a lot of free things. I have a brain training checklist, which divides it into repetition, images, sound, emotion, and it gives you all these great tips and techniques in each of those areas that you can kind of use as a checklist to see if you're even aware of a lot of these things you can do with your brain. And then I have, like I mentioned, the journal page that you can just have a do-it-yourself type one. Yeah, so those are all available on my website, patricelynn.com.
Very cool. I love it. So do you work inside of, you know, like the neuroscience and all that stuff, but do you work inside of like the NLP and like all that stuff?
You know, I'm not an NLP expert by any means.
Okay. Yeah, I know about it.
I studied it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been around a long time. It's been around a really long time. I mean, it's really based on the idea that people are auditory, visual, kinesthetic. That was the things that I learned in the 90s from my mentors that taught me about the brain and training the brain. And it's just that people with NLP, there's a lot more to it than that, and matching and mirroring and all that. So, like I said, I'm not an expert, but I do know about it.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. I am fascinated by anything, you know, like neuroscience and NLP stuff. And it seems like some of the things are starting to mold together and starting to kind of cross promote themselves a little bit. So that's why I asked, like, do you do anything in the NLP? Because it sounds like a lot of things are starting to cross promote. And this is what I specialize in, with a little sprinkle, with a little hint of a little NLP. And you know what I mean? So that's why I asked.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really do much with NLP. I'm kind of amazed
awesome.
At people that really know about that.
Oh, right, because I researched a little bit. I'm like, I'll leave it to the experts. It's a little complicated.
Well, I did have an experience that was really cool at the Tony Robbins. I did the fire walk, and I was there with these two other people. There were three of us sitting in a group, and he gave us this assignment where we had to sit. Two people had to sit like each other and mirror each other's body position, breathing, and everything. And one of them was supposed to think of something that they wanted to, or just anything, like a situation. Like the guy that I had, he was imagining being on a water slide in Las Vegas, but he didn't tell me that. And so I tuned into his body and his breathing and all that, and I had to guess what it was, and I was able to guess quite a bit of it. So that was interesting. And then I was like sitting by a fireplace with somebody, and then the girl that had me, she got most of that. I mean, it was really uncanny because we could actually imagine what each other was thinking because we mirrored and matched their body position. It was really incredible. So I have a lot of respect for that.
It sounds like a little bit of a law of attraction, or like a lot of like law of attraction stuff. You know, they talk about the law of attraction where like attracts like, you know?
Yeah.
So if you are saying, you know, that's why affirmations are so valuable. They say that affirmations, when you use them correctly, will attract whatever it is. Like, I'm amazing. I'm this. You start to do it. They did a psychology study on plants, and they had it filmed so everybody could see it. And so these kids were walking by, and they did nothing different. Okay. They did nothing different with feeding it, watering it. They did nothing else. But the kids would go to one plant and go, "You're amazing. I love your leaves. You're nice and tall and green and whatever," and saying that things. And the other plant, they were like, "I hate you, plant. You're an ugly plant. You need to go away, plant."
Yes.
Like, for me. And I'm watching this. I'm going, this is ridiculous. Like, what are they doing? And within 4 days, the plant that was bullied started to wither. And within 10 days, it turned brown. And inside of a month, it died.
No,
the
true.
Only difference was that they watered it the same. They fed it the same. Same light, same everything. The only difference was the way they talked to it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've heard of things like that too. There was the thing in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, with water. And they taped words on water and said things to water. And then they froze it and they took pictures of it. It was incredible because the things they said that were really positive and loving, it was beautiful. But when they said negative things, "I hate you," it looked really horrible. Now, the only thing that I do make a distinction about the affirmations in my book is that you have to believe that they're true. If you say affirmations and deep down you don't believe it's true, it actually will create more stress than if you didn't say it at all. And that's really important because they've done research on that. And so what I do is I give people little tweaks and ways that you can frame the affirmation so that it's believable. Like for instance, like instead of saying, you know, I have $1 million in the bank. If you don't have $1 million in the bank, that's going to cause more stress. But you could say something like, "I love it when money comes to me easily and frequently." And that's something that's believable. See how there's just a little tweak to that? So it's just about, you have to say them in a way that actually does, that you actually believe. Because if you don't, it's not going to work.
Absolutely. And another thing that I want to go back to is that, again, law of attraction. I think it's just amazing that with the affirmations and the meditation and the things that are really inward focused and really how you think, feel, and believe about yourself. That's kind of what I was talking about in my TEDx talk, was how you think, feel, and believe about yourself and how you think, feel, and believe about the world is what drives all of your reactions and all of your decisions.
Yes, and we really can create our reality by so many things, the stories that we believe, and yes, absolutely, I totally agree with that. And it's hard for some people to believe it and buy into it. I do understand that, but it is like a natural law of physics that like attracts like. It's just a natural law, and so you can't really get around that at all. The thing is, most of the people that have a problem with it, they say, like the movie, like The Secret, it fell short because it was just like, just sit around and visualize what you want, and that's all you have to do. Where really, you have to take action as well. You have to take action in the direction of your dreams and the things that you want. And I'm a big believer in that. It's just that I believe in inspired action. Inspired action is the best kind of action to take because that, I believe, will lead you more quickly to your goals and dreams. If it's not inspired, I actually have a thing in my book called Sweet Spot Goals, and it's different than regular traditional goal setting because I find a lot of people get tired of traditional goal setting. They feel like it doesn't work. And the reason why is that the goals aren't in the sweet spot. And the sweet spot means that you absolutely believe that it's possible to achieve the goal and you feel positively when you think about the goal and you feel, you know, that it's possible and it's something that you're passionate about. So if you're passionate about it, you believe it's possible and you feel positively when you think about it, that is the goal in the sweet spot. And if you don't have all of those, like if you set a goal, a financial goal or a career goal, and you really don't believe it's possible, or you, maybe you think it's possible and you're passionate about it, but then when you think about it, you feel bad, like this is never going to happen, then that's going to block it as well. So you've got to get those three things together. And when you do, it's amazing what you can accomplish. I set a goal to meet a famous movie star, Jane Fonda, and I believed that it was possible. I was passionate about meeting her. I believed it was possible because some things happened right away after I set the goal that made me know it was going to happen. And then every time I thought about it, I trained myself to feel positively. I felt really positive about seeing myself skiing or hiking with her. And I trained myself to just feel really good about it, which I believe helped it to happen. And interestingly enough, when I met her, I mean, this was like over a period of a few years that I visualized and focused and was passionate about it, believed it was possible. And I felt positively when I thought about it. And when we finally met each other, she looked at me and she said, "You just seem like somebody I've known all my life, and I just can't think about who it is." And then she thought I was related to her. She said, "You look just like the Fondas, and I bet if you traced your family tree and I traced my family tree, we'd be related." And actually, Sean, it wasn't until I wrote my book that I realized that possibly the reason she felt that way is because in the quantum realm, in the supernatural realm, I had spent so much time with her in these visualizations that when we finally met, there was like this familiarity because I had imagined myself being with her so much. Does that make sense at all? Or is
oh, 100%. Crazy? No, 100%. Yeah, which again speaks to like a little bit of law of attraction, you know, the neuroscience that goes in, you know, because I believe that we share energy. We just do.
Yeah.
And whether it be in
yeah.
the spirit realm, whatever, like we just share energy, you know? So
yeah.
there's been times where I was, you know, wanting something really bad. I'm like, no, come on. I know we can do this. Come on. And it's almost like we do this during like, you ever seen men do this, like sporting events, like, come on, quarterback, you can do it. Come on. You know?
Yeah.
So it seems to me that there is something else going on behind the scenes that we don't understand and we don't know about that makes certain things happen the way that they happen. Because a couple of times they're like, "Man, I feel like I've known you forever. We've talked for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I've known you forever. Like, I really resonate with what you're saying." And I'm like, that's awesome because I really wanted to speak with them, meet them. And sometimes it happens on the show. I'm like, "Oh, man, I really want them on my show. Come on. And then they come on the show.
Oh,
like, this is really
great.
I felt like we've talked forever. I feel like we've, you know, we click." And it just, I don't know.
That's
so
great.
Totally makes sense.
That's awesome. Yeah. So these are the things. I mean, even I experienced this quite a few years ago, but it wasn't until I was writing my book and I was putting my thoughts down on paper and explaining things in a way that I thought people could understand. It wasn't until 20 years after it happened that it dawned on me that that is what happened. That is why she felt that way. And I had never thought about that before. And so these are the things that I get excited about because even it's like there's so much depth to it. And even though I've believed in these things, just putting it all on paper, putting my thoughts together, thinking about it very deeply and how I can explain it to people in a way that makes sense, that is when the revelation came to me that that's actually what had happened. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is the part of the show where we start to wrap up and we do a shameless plug. You can plug your friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the listeners to know and to do. This is your most shameless plug. Go.
Okay, great. Well, I would love people to like my Facebook page, which is just my name, Patrice Lynn. I have a personal profile and a business profile that you'll see at the top of my business profile. You'll see me with my hands up speaking in the picture, and then I have my book and everything at the top. I'd love you to like my page. I'm going to get a lot more active with my Facebook page. I'd love to have people to interact with. And then also going to my website, downloading any of the free things. Anytime you do that, you're going to get on my mailing list, and I'll be able to keep in touch with you about where I'm speaking and programs I'm doing. I do live in Northern California, and I really want to do live programs around this area, and I've started doing that, but I would love to hear from people that might want to come to some things I'm doing live. And then, of course, buying the book on Amazon is great, and I appreciate that very much. And that's about it I can think of. I just, you know, I'm looking forward to really connecting with more people. I've been writing the book and developing a lot of my programs and things, so I'm really looking forward to connect with people in a bigger way.
And give us one nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Okay, let's see. I love the concept that I share in my book about the positive ball of energy and the negative ball of energy. And the reality is we all have positive and negative energy going on within us. The key to living a more magical and results-oriented life is to get that positive ball of energy bigger than the negative ball of energy. And that is something that there's different things that you can do, which would take maybe a little longer to explain, but that's really what needs to be one of the goals, is to visualize your positive ball of energy becoming bigger. And again, that's what activates that law of attraction. And when you have that going on, your brain sends and receives energy, vibration, and frequency. So when your positive ball of energy is bigger, all these energy frequencies go out from your brain and will attract to you the things that you imagine that you want, and even things that you can't imagine but that are in the same frequency and vibration that you're sending out. So that's the thing that I'd love people to really understand and really focus on, getting their positive ball of energy bigger.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy, because we went into some stuff that I think that some don't quite understand but have heard a lot about. And so I think we did a really great job of, you know, what is that mental imagery? What is the neuroscience behind it? Talking about the law of attraction, law of physics. And I think that you did a really great job of articulating exactly how it is that you transform people. So thank you so much for that.
You are very welcome, Sean. It's an honor to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And what is the best place for people to find you and get a hold of you in case they want to know more about what you're doing?
I would say either on my Facebook business page or my website, patricelynn.com. It's PatriceLynn, patricelynn.com. And
awesome.
I really wish for everyone that you can become the MVP of your own rise to success, which is with mindset, vision, so that you can profit in business and life. May the force be with you.
Awesome way to end the show. I love that. Perfect. That was great. So everybody, listen to me right now. Go find her book, Rise to Success. You know, we hear a lot of success books, We see a lot of people being successful on social media, TV, Facebook, you know, whatever, emails, whatever. This, I'm telling you right now, is legit. The rise to success, the way that she has put the neuroscience into this book, I promise you, is going to give you a whole different perspective, and it's going to be like nothing that you've ever read. So I tell you right now, go get The Rise to Success right on Amazon. Connect with Patrice. She's doing absolutely amazing things, and she is transforming lives everywhere she goes. Get the book. Connect with her. You won't regret it. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review Life Transformation Radio wherever you are comfortable listening to podcasts. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Overcast, CastBox, the Google Play Music app, and right here on Blog Talk Radio. I ask that you join us for our live broadcasts Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. As we close, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.